The Turkey-Israel confrontation has that quality of being simultaneously alarming and undercovered. What happened over the Antarctic this week shares that same quality, just with a very different geography. A U.S. Air Force aircraft on a routine flight over Antarctica turned back after receiving a Russian missile launch warning. The details that have come out are sparse. The military hasn't been forthcoming about what kind of warning, from what system, or what the Russian launch was. But the fact that a U.S. military aircraft was diverted over one of the most remote stretches of airspace on Earth due to a Russian missile signal tells you something about how pervasive this background tension has become.
It's worth noting the geography here, because it's genuinely strange. Antarctica is about as far from active conflict zones as you can get, and yet Russian missile activity was apparently close enough to that flight corridor to prompt a turn back. The most likely explanation is that Russia conducted a missile test from their Arctic territory. They've been expanding their military presence at polar latitudes for years, and the trajectory or debris field created a no-fly risk. But we don't know that for certain, and the ambiguity itself is the story. U.S. military aircraft are making route adjustments because of Russian military activity in polar regions. That's a fact that deserves more scrutiny than it's getting.
Connecting directly to military posture and doctrine, the Army announced this week that it's phasing out a drone battalion as part of a restructuring that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has backed. This one is counterintuitive on its surface. Phasing out drones at a moment when every military observer in the world has spent 2+ years watching how decisive drone warfare has been in Ukraine. The official framing is that the Army is moving away from standalone drone units toward integrating drone capabilities across all combat formations. Whether that's genuine doctrinal modernization or a budget-driven reorganization dressed up in transformation language is a question that people in the Army's aviation community are asking loudly.
I've been watching this debate closely because it parallels a broader tension in defense technology circles between specialization and integration. The argument for integration is that if every infantry unit can operate drones organically, you don't need a dedicated battalion as a separate asset. The argument against is that specialized units develop deep expertise and capability that gets diluted when you spread the function across dozens of formations. Ukraine's drone units are highly specialized, and their effectiveness comes in part from that concentration. Hegseth phasing out a dedicated battalion runs counter to that lesson.
And then there's the case of Air Force Major, whose name hasn't been released in reports, detained for a second time after giving a CNN interview critical of President Trump. The first detention already raised serious due process flags. A second detention after a media appearance is a pattern, not an incident. The legal mechanism being used here matters because the Uniform Code of Military Justice does restrict active duty personnel from making certain public criticisms of the commander-in-chief, but enforcement is typically discretionary and rare. Using detention, not just counseling or administrative action, twice in response to media appearances sends a message throughout the military about the cost of public dissent.
The chilling effect concern is real. If officers calculate that speaking to journalists carries a risk of detention, you get a military culture that is less internally critical and less willing to surface problems through legitimate channels. That's a worse institutional outcome than the discomfort of a CNN interview. The civilian oversight of the military is fundamental to democratic governance, but it's supposed to flow through the chain of command and established legal procedures, not through repeated detentions timed to media appearances.
The Trump aide situation, the report that a White House aide named Harp worked for over a year without a security clearance, adds another dimension to this pattern. Security clearances exist for real reasons, and when someone without one is operating inside White House systems and conversations, the risk isn't hypothetical. We've seen versions of this before, but a year plus is a long exposure window.